four Bandhana Leelas. It has been also done, four Bandhana Leelas. Krishna, now see, Krishna is ready, after taking meal he is going to, ready to go charan. And after taking the remnants of Krishna, all Sakhis with Radhika are returned, they have returned to Javad. No? Now it is morning, after 9 or within 9. Radhika has something, his duty, that he daily gives earth to Suryadev. Surya Puja. Argha means
offering.
Flowers, milk, sacred water, and some other things are given like this. Towards being sun. So many waters. All Brahmins and all other does. Why Radhika does so? That sun is God. He makes Krishna so qualified and always cheerful, and any other demons cannot do any harm to Krishna. For Krishna he is worshipping. She is worshipping. Why worshipping? Because she knows that Krishna is not Bhagavan. Surjadev is Bhagavan. In villages, all ladies are like this. They worship God and goddesses. For the welfare of his family and his husband, father, mother, child, everybody. So, it is a Nar Leela. No? Nar Leela. If it was not done, it was not Nar Leela. So, before going to cook, she may give this earth to Suryadev. One kind of thought. When she is ready to go Nandagaon, before he will at first his duty, his first duty is to worship Krishna, sun. As when we awake, we take bath, and first duty is to chant Hari name or Diksha Mantra. So, see, her sun worship is first duty. So, this pastime is before going to Yashoda home for cooking. Uh-huh. No? Understand?
This is before the cooking.
Before cooking. His first thing is that.
So, I thought the
Surya
Puja was that
Barabai. Listen first to me, then question. You are so eager that question. Second idea is this. This idea is also favorable to our Shastra, what I have told. We should do our Aradhana first, then begin anything. As we do first Arati, Darshan, Anhik, Seva, Puja, and then we begin anything. So this is also justified. Another, but we see that after this Leela, Krishnadas Gopiraj Goswami in his Govinda Leelamrita has told like so, that this becomes in Purbandha and Madhyanya Leela, before Madhyanya Leela. No? If we take this fact, it is also all right. No harm. No? Any puja is done before taking meal. Krishna remnants he takes, she takes, it is not as a meal. Only she tastes it as a Mahaprasadam Prasadam. It does not come under the taking any meal. So in midday, before midday, when Krishna goes to Gocharan, and at the same time she becomes ready to go to Sun Puja. No? So by any Sakhi, Radhika knows that Krishna has already started her cowherd and he is about nearer to Kusum Sarovar and Govardhan. With her Sakhis, she also goes there. Tulsi is remembering this pastime of midday. If I tell, it will come in very
short.
Sure. If any question,
when Radhika was not in the mood to cook,
she was in mood inner.
Yeah.
She was pretending only that they should do like this.
That's what I thought.
Then?
Now, if she goes to worship sun god first, before cooking.
There are two kinds of sun worship. When Surya sun
is rising,
come in horizontal line.
Rising
sun. Water is given like
this. Simple.
Simply. Or anything. Pushpa we can end. And do pranam. But sun worship is another thing.
Yeah.
Worship, that is, there should be any sun image. And by Shastriya Paddhati. Shastriya Paddhati, you know?
System of Shastriya.
According to rule and regulation and mantras given in Vedas. And that is called Surya Puja. Both may be here. That either. But it seems that it is before midday.
Yeah.
Especially. Because here, in the next, it will come the pastime of Sayam. Sayam means evening.
Evening.
She will request that when you send in the evening to Nanda Bhavan. तुम लोग जा रही है जब भी उससे बातचीत करना है ना तो 6 बजे से 10 मिनट पहले आ जाना तो तुम लोग उससे बात कर लेंगे ना 6 बजे से पहले हो सकेगा 5-10 मिनट 5:30 बजे 6:30 बजे स्कूल है ना कब बच्चे आते हैं सवेरे तो तुम लोग आ ही नहीं सकते आज रविवार था आज हो सकता था फिर रात हो जाती है अब ये लोग चले जाएंगे अब मैं परसों नहीं परसों के बाद में चला जाऊंगा 4 तारीख को सवेरे जाओ तुम लोग भजन करते चलो First, you were talking?
So you explained that first a simple offering in sunrise and then it's full worship.
Why she will go evening?
It is before that evening, Krishna. So if it, now it's still telling for midday. Before midday. So it is Leela of Radhakund and Surya. Next day we will take this subject again.
another question about Raghunath Goswami.
Das Goswami.
Das Raghunath Das Goswami. I read in the Jiva Dharma that a liberated soul can be at the same time both in Krishna Leela and in Chaitanya Leela, if that is his sort of both at the same time. So you were describing to us that when in Vilapkusa Manjali, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami is external as sadhak, then he is another stage where he is more absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and the third stage he is completely lost to anything except his identity as Rati Manjari. So my question is, when he is completely lost from every other consciousness, how could he forget Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he at that time...
What is the meaning of lost of conscience?
That all he can see is Srimati Radharani is there, Rupa Manjari is there, and he is there as Rati. He doesn't think that he is he is Raghunath or anything. That is lost. All concentrated on the one.
He is always incense. But sometimes he is in sense of Gauranga Leela, and sometimes he is deeply immersed in Krishna Leela. When he immerses in Krishna Leela, he is Rati or Tulsi Manjari. And when he has sense and doing the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering, then he is Raghunath Das Goswami. Anyone, when thinking and remembering for Krishna Leela, he does not lost his senses, but that sense which is working in this world for sadhak, this goes away. And the sense of Atma, that who am I sense, Krishna Das sense, is working so much that this sense does not do anything. That sense is a really sense. But Raghunath Das Goswami, both senses were actual senses. Whether he was in Gaur Leela, whether he was in Krishna Leela.
Can he be fully conscious in both leelas, at the same time?
In both, in two swarups. Okay. As Baladev Prabhu, Krishna, in thousand and lakhs of leelas, he is testing. So Krishna, these Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Nard Goswami, like Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu is as a sevak, as a friend, as a father, mother, in one shape, in Baladev shape. And in Ananga Manjari, he tests Madhur Jaras also. So, at the same time, he is Baldev, and at the same time, he is Ananga Manjari. As Narada becomes hundred and thousand and lakhs of Narad, various swarups of Krishna, and taste all these things.
Yes, the reason I asked is I did not like to think that the Chaitanya Leela was less important.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Dham Parikrama, one can worship, do aradhana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a dasarasmanli. No? Not as a friend, not as a as Krishna, Nayak Naika, don't. Parakiya bhav, no. Only dasaras. When a devotee completes his sadhana by dasaras, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes Radha and Krishna, and then he worships in Madhur Ras, Sakya Ras and Basal Ras, especially in Madhur Ras. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we see that all were das. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all always praying and telling Harikatha and all these things. All are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a great respect. Gadadhar yet. Gadadhar Pandit. As a dasara. But when we complete our sadhana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be seen in Radha and Krishna, then Madhur Ras.
But that is also within Chaitanya Leela, that you see him as Radha Krishna.
Because Raya Ramananda saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahabhava Rasa Raja Rupa. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot serve as Radha Krishna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That is Gauranga Nagari.
He, most probably, he is as a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in two sets. To taste Radha Bhav and to give Radha Dasi Bhav. So, when he is giving Naam and Prem to Jivas, he is Prabhu or Guru. No? And when he is tasting, then he is Radha.
When you say in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are some verses that describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing the Jalila, you know, the water pastime, and he is observing from the shore how the water pastimes are going on of Radha Krishna and all gopis. And he is like in the position of Manjari. It's like, is he showing that or is he also tasting that?
He also tastes like this. Sometimes he is telling that I was seeing Radha and Krishna and serving them, but they are at once. So here is Manjari Bhav, Dasi Bhav.
So that was my question. I wanted to find out if he was also trying.
Because this, he wanted to give this bhav to Jeev.
But wasn't he wanting to take that bhav too?
He tested also and given. But that only is for test, not to give. Radha bhav.
Lord Chaitanya taught his followers to serve Krishna. So is it possible that someone who is in Chaitanya Leela and who becomes Siddha, he becomes perfect. Is it possible that he can only remain in Chaitanya Leela and not Krishna Leela? Or he will also enter into Krishna Leela?
He has test and serving, doing sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti for Radha and Krishna. So he surely also enter in that Krishna Leela, and also he is in Gaur Leela. It is ye bahut hi chance, there is chance that a man serving, a devotee serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter in both Leela. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela is not less important. So they try to, as if Guru is giving Diksha Harinam and always giving Siksha, and he gives inspiration for Prema Bhakti and always nourishes us by Prema. His whole entire Shakti energy is for making us perfect in Krishna Seva. Okay. If he has done so and we are perfect, may we leave our Gurudev? Or we will serve him in also Golok Braja. As Raghunath Das Goswami in Gaur Leela, he is serving Rupa Goswami. Sarup Damodar all gave inspiration and the nurses Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Goswami, if he thought that he was a sadhakji, then he had Sarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. And after Vastu Siddhi or in Sarup Siddhi, he prays always to Rup Manjari as a sakhi. No? So we will also serve our Gurudev. In what rest we will get Vastu Siddhi?
The gopis' feeling of separation, which you described after Krishna went through Mathura, is something like a magic display. But that actually there was no separation.
Right?
Well, you gave the example that when the Yadus fought with each other, when the Yadus fought and destroyed each other, actually it was like a magic show. It wasn't real. And then you also said that when Krishna went to Mathura and the residents of Vrindavan were weeping and suffering and separation, that was also a similar
There is no similarity. There are some nitya lila, there are some anitya lila. Namitya. The Dwarka Yadubansa battle was neither nitya lila, neither namitya lila. Not namitya lila also. It was only shown by Jogmaya that it took place, but nothing took place like this there. Only common person saw. Even Brahma and Shankar did not saw. They saw that Krishna and Baldev and all gopis and all persons are going. Krishna is going in the same shape. All Yadubansi are going in the same shape. So this is not like this. Vrindavan Leela, separation. This is Nitya Leela also. Krishna pastimes are divided into two. Prakat and aprakat. In prakat lila, it seems when we see, and they are certainly in vipralambharas. They are feeling. And in one, that aprakat lila, all are meeting there. Both things. In one, Krishna is always in Vrindavan, and in one, he is always in Mathura. Always in Mathura. Sometimes Mathura Leela is prakat, sometimes Vrindavan Leela is prakat, sometimes Mathura Leela becomes aprakat, and sometimes that. Our Goswami has told like this. But I am telling and you are hearing. But all the same is not, everything is not there. More in that lila. Aprakat lila or prakat lila. We are only hearing a abhas of that leela. Sakha Chandranya. You know Sakha Chandranya? That moon is on the branch of this tree, but he is so much like this. We are telling and hearing all this in a Baddha Dasa. We are in a Baddha Dasa, we are sadhak. We have Shraddha. But our inner eyes, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, it has not come. So there will be so many defects in telling and hearing. And in Bhagavad Gita it has been told that someone is telling it and some is hearing. But telling and hearing are not complete. It will gradually come that we will understand and we can tell all this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has tried to tell everything in Jaiva Dharma. Rupa Goswami has tried to tell everything in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu and Ujjwal Indra. But we cannot take everything. We can take according to our sadhan bhajan. We are telling and hearing in one sloka this time. And after 2 years, more rush there. I think that in some past years, about 10 years, I think that you have no idea about all these things. Everything is in books of Swamiji, is there, everything. But we cannot, at that time we cannot imagine that all are there. But when you now read all these things, you feel that, oh, there are so many things that we can realize after 10 years, after 100 and 1,000 and lakhs. No? And then we will have so much pleasure.
You have given, but I don't know how much I got.
He says, try always to have all these things. We should try to go in the realm of all these things. Prema Bhakti. Why your Gurudev has come, why Srila Prabhupada has come to give all these things? So try to realize all these things and go up. Not to fix in anything. Gradually you should. Braj means, what is the meaning of Braj? To go. Sansar means also. Jagat means also to go. Jagat means gamadhatu. To go in hell. To destruction. To ruin. Sansar means this also. Sansarati. And Braja to Krishna. To fame. Now you can go and chant and do a Ekadasi Vrata. And actually, Vaishnava advises that who is Guru, and he takes that sadhak to Gurudev, and he gets initiates and does everything. There is no difference between Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. If they are both qualified, what I am, my Gurudev is my Diksha Guru. No? And Sridhar Maharaj, your Gurudev is Diksha Guru of so many disciples. He is my Siksha Guru. If he can give Swaroop to their disciples, why he cannot, if I am Sikha Guru, he is Sikha Sisya, why he cannot give me my Swaroop? Understand my?
Yeah, yeah. It's a strong point.
He can give lakhs and lakhs persons Swaroop and not to any other who believes that he is my Sikha Guru. He should surely can. So this is bogus argument. They are no Siksha Guru at all Babaji's. They are not in regular Guru Parampara. So they are telling like this. They are worthless for all these things. They don't know how bhajan is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you should be Guru and tell Harinam to all others. And he told that you are Guru. And he told that you are Guru. And that person told that you are Guru. So all became Vaishnava. How it was? So these are bogus things. This would follow Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam and all this. He should not be deceived by their arguments, bogus arguments.
Shiksha Guru is never less than Diksha Guru.
Krishna is Shiksha Guru. He less than Diksha Guru? Can he not give Sarup? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Shiksha Guru, Rupa Goswami is Shiksha Guru. They cannot give these bogus arguments. So he should not be deceived. He said, if any Diksha Guru, he believes that he is qualified, he can make and take initiation, any of ISKCON devotees, and otherwise he should be as he is. He should treat him that I am in sinsa parampara of Srila Prabhupada. That's all. They should not go to all bogus persons. Why they go? You should write him.
Yes, I will.
Write and give.
There was that, there was, he said that many people or devotees like to just work, and other people have a more introspective, like to develop internally, internal spiritual life. Some people like to work for Krishna, and other people are more thoughtful. Previously he was just work for Krishna. Now he wants to be more thoughtful. He wants you to advise him about balance between work and being thoughtful.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given balance. He has told Haridas Thakur that though only thought internally, they are not pure Vaishnava. And those who do not thought all these things, don't know Siddhant, and don't know how to do bhajan, only preach, they are karmi. But those who knows every fact, every siddhant, and doing bhajan himself, and then to preach, this is the most favorable thing. To work for Krishna and to do bhajan also. Both should be done.
Acha and
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, our Gurudev, your Gurudev, they have all worked for Krishna. That is many preaching. And also they have done bhajan, wrote so many books, and they have done so many bhajan also. So both should be done. A man cannot live without working for Krishna, service of Krishna. He should do, certainly he should. Prahlad Maharaj tells, Prayena Deva Muneyo Sabhimukta Kama Maunam Vicharanti Na Parathanista. Those who do only bhajan for themselves, they are not pure Vaishnava. Those who do bhajan also, and also they do for bhajan, to make others to bhajan, this thing. And more? Any?
No. I will write and then show you.
Write and
send.
Send for me.
It had to that in the United States, in USA, in the United States, the devotees are close to the Indian community. There's a very large Indian community in the United States now. Now one, and they're getting support, financial support from the Indian community, so they feel the need to satisfy them. Now one devotee has a temple, a small temple. He is a grihastha, and he does samskaras for the community. And all
Indian?
No. He's a Westerner, but he's quite learned. He knows Bengali.
is connected to ISKCON?
Yeah, yes. It is an ISKCON temple. And he has started a system in his temple where he has Radha Krishna deities and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then on the side, he has murtis, small murtis on the side, not on the main altar.
Hmm?
Not on the main altar, but on the side, he has murtis of demigods. Shiva, Ganesh, etc., Lakshmi. Not Lakshmi, maybe. But, and then they take the prasadam that is offered to Krishna, and then they give that to the, they feed the demigods that prasadam, just like in Jagannath Puri. And the question they wanted to ask is this acceptable, this doing this in one temple, in one of our temples?
Don't ask this question.
Why?
Lokam Thakur has clearly told, Na pujibe anna deva. Don't worship any other than Radha.
In
we are also not in a mood to worship Dwarkadhish, but to tell Ram. But gradually you are increasing and going advanced in this way. What is the aim and object of your upasana? What? Pure Braja Bhakti. But you are going here and here. What is it?
I'm very indebted that by your mercy that direction is coming in our Krishna consciousness. It's a great blessing.
Raganuga Bhakti is Chetan Padartha. She will encourage you and give direction itself. Bhakti is also a person like Krishna. Krishna, all attributes and all qualities are persons. And also Shakti. They can be in shape of any lady or anything. Even the dust of Vrindavan has mercy. And full strength has Krishna. So Raganuga Bhakti or Bhakti is also Bhakti Devi. He sees our heart, how our heart is soft and pure, sweet, it comes to him. So pray Bhakti Devi, Vrinda Devi, Yoga Maya Purnasi Devi, they will all help. Do your Bhakti Bhakti also, but mood will be changed.
I have a few questions still. One, I think, maybe is more private. It is in relation to Sannyas Mantra.
Mm-hmm.
One is about Sannyas Mantra, but perhaps that cannot be asked with so many others present,
mm-hmm.
only Sannyasis. Other one is in regards to the chanting japa of Harinam. previously, which is a bit of a long question. Before, Srila Prabhupada told us we should just hear the holy name. So that was very clear, one instruction. Now, I am seeking some more direction in terms of what to cultivate sadhana during japa. When I read Harinam Chintamani, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, last chapter, I think, Bhajan Panali chapter. So there he says that after one is chanting nicely and hearing, then he should begin to meditate on rupa while doing japa. He says one may chant before the deity. And the fruit or phal of that will be that when he's chanting, then automatically he will remember the form. Then next state should be guna. One should meditate on guna while chanting, and result of that will be that when he chants, then immediately guna and rupa comes into mind. And then third step will be to remember rasa or tasa. And then from there, there's mantra upasana, and then developing rasa will begin little to manage. So this is clear step by step. In Raghavatma Chandrika, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that for this sadhana of Raganuga, for japa, one should simply chant and remember rasa, pastime. Immediately he starts at that point. So I would like to know from you whether that is what should be done.